This is TWiT.
One thing to look for, which I think is the most interesting thing about new operating systems coming out, a new version of Android coming out of Google over the next 3 years, is they're going to, I think they're going to be nudging us toward fuchsia. Mm. And fuchsia is really interesting. My theory about fuchsia is that years and years ago, they said, you know what, we really should unify Chrome OS and Android. We should unify them. And we should make it both work sort of like each other and have, you know, eventually end up with one. And I think they thought that all the way through and said, you know what, if we try to actually merge them, we're going to have a mess. We're going to have Windows 10 or something. Windows 7. it's going to be a nightmare of spaghetti code and mismatch. How should an operating system of the future be? And I think that's probably where fuchsia came from. And they seem to be building this operating system that's going to be, it's going to be for IoT devices all the way up through enterprise clients or servers, who knows. And it's going to have completely different models for how it works from today's operating system. For example, it'll have the Chrome extension-like feature. We talked about this on the show. I think you were on it, Jeff. You weren't on it. But the thing that's interesting about Chrome extensions is they are features that are divorced from apps or applications or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They're features that are applied across different places. Fuchsia is going to work like that. So you're basically going to have, I want the spell check feature. And it won't be spell check for Google Docs. It'll be spell check for everything. Anytime you have words on your screen, the spell check will apply to it. So the features will be a la carte. And so that's just one of 100 different strange things that Fuchsia will likely be able to do. But I think that as over the next 3 years, both Chrome and Android will get Fuchsia-like features. Because
to soften the blow, get us used to it
exactly,
and then
and
do the switch.
At some point in a couple of years, I think they're going to figure out how to get developers to write things that work on Android and also Fuchsia, so that once they throw the switch, your existing apps will just work on Fuchsia. That's just a theory. I have no reason.
There
to
is
do that.
Some sort of cross-platform aspects of it already.
Yes,
if
already.
I remember correctly,
well, Fuchsia does run on the Pixel phone,
yeah, right,
and it runs on a Pixelbook. So Google's own hardware already runs Fuchsia. Of course, Fuchsia doesn't do anything right now because
right. It doesn't have any apps.
There's no apps, and it's not even complete. It's
been earlier days, but it's still early days.
But you see where it's going, and they're using their own platforms as sort of clearly as the growth platform where they're going to start this thing, and it's just going to be fascinating. The rumor is that they're going to go live in 3 years, which means 5-6 years in real life, probably.
Yeah, I think it was like a couple of years they were saying, there was a report that said within the next 5 years. Yeah. And that still felt pretty quick.
Aggressive,
considering what the goal is. And I don't even know if that's not Google's stated goal, right? Like, that's just kind of what we've come up. They've been very cagey about it.
Very.
But we're all kind of left kind of grasping at straws going, well, what is Fuchsia? They're public enough about it that we know it exists.
Right.
And that, you know, like the news this week, Bill Stevenson, a 15-year Apple senior manager who actually oversaw the launches of all different versions of macOS, Lion through Mojave, is now joining Google. He announced on Twitter that he's going to be quote, help bring a new operating system called Fuchsia to market. Stay tuned. In some ways, you know, it's not super secret.
Right.
We just have no, and we've actually seen it operate and seen it in operation. We just have no idea.
What terrifies
I'm excited because we are three Chromebook users.
Normally, right now I'm using an iPad. I think.
Traitor.
It's Megan's iPad. We're doing the switch. I can't wait to get my Pixel Slate back. Standard comment about that.
I'm worried about you.
You're going to make it.
But I hope so.
And they've gone, I think, as far as they can go. It's still, I've complained on the show before that if something needs any kind of content rights management, it doesn't work. So Netflix is really flaky on my Chromebook Pixel. The apps are awkward. You know, it's better, but it needs a new OS. Yes, it needs something new to bring it together. My fear is how much rewriting of apps is going to have to be out there, and how long it's going to take. You know, will Netflix say, "Oh, not big enough market"? Who's on Fuchsia, and we have to wait forever? That's right. The awkward transition time.
Yeah, absolutely.
My fear is that we all think they'll do the thing that we want them to do, which is create right. a combined thing that will be a replacement. But then I remember, wait a minute, this is Google we're talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They are a company that they close the thing you don't want them to close, and then they leave open the thing. And they, you know, how many communications platforms do they have right now? I mean, they just keep adding things. So one distinct possibility is that they will never kill Chrome or Android, and Fuchsia will exist. And now they'll really.
Well, we just assumed this would be really great for your refrigerator, for your connected refrigerator. That's why we built Fuchsia.
We had too many developers on Android, and we wanted to give some half of them someplace else to go.
Right. Yeah. It's a 20% mm-hmm. project. Yeah, I guess we'll find out someday. I feel like we're going to be talking about this with lots of guessing for a long time before we actually know. But I do think that there's some there's some trickles, some nuggets there. Knowing that Bill Stevenson and his background is being brought onto the team, that feels like progress, right? Like he's overseen the launch of major OSs.
Yes.
So there's some dedication, there's some confidence there as far as Fuchsia is concerned. I don't know how many engineers. I think the last time I saw in a report, it said somewhere around 100 engineers, more than 100 engineers, which sounds kind of light.
Light for a whole damned OS.
Yeah. Yeah. So who knows?
But, you know, it's funny about that is that it wasn't that long ago when we got all excited on shows like this that a new version of an OS was coming out. So finally, we talked about Q, but it's a bit of a shrug. The OS in a web world, the OS just isn't as important as it was in an app and web world.
Yeah.
Yeah.